Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about errors people have been making in their tax returns this year. Well, my friends, my goodness, it's already spring. The first day here in Southern California is mostly gray, threatening rain, but not quite making good on the threat beyond a few sprinkles. Tomorrow, though, expect the deluge. I hope your spring is starting out with blooms and blossoms and wonderful scents, and no hay fever. I will admit, though, if I knew how to use my swear words deleted smartphone, which keeps running out of capacity in the blink of an eye, you would be seeing pictures of our amazing rose tree. Yes, it looks like the roses are growing on the tree, but it's really a lilac tree that has yet to blossom, and the rose vine is intertwined in the tree. Anyway, never mind. As soon as there's some time, I am getting a significantly better phone. Back to taxes. Let's look at the recent problems people have raised. Problem: my W-2 shows withholding for the wrong state, or there's no withholding on my W-2. Several people moved to another state during the year, staying with the same employer. They complained that they were surprised when they got their W-2 and their company was still taking withholding for their previous state. The solution? Look at your own pay stub. Anytime you move or make a change in your withholding, take the time to read your pay stub carefully. Make sure the withholding is for the correct state. Make sure there's enough withheld for the IRS. And if you can't readily read and understand your pay stub, or you don't get one, contact the payroll department and ask them. Please don't be embarrassed. You won't want to have to deal with the underpayment penalties at the end of the year. The next problem: I filed for a new LLC this year, and I made the S-corporation election. I'm so proud of myself, but there wasn't any activity. Do I have to file a tax return? Often, when you simply set up an LLC with a single member, there's no activity. You can enter that tax ID on the Schedule C and show no activity except maybe the setup fee. Solution: you are responsible for treating your entity like a real business. When you make an S-corporation election, you must absolutely file a tax return, and that means it is due by March 15th of the year, or you have to file an extension using Form 7004. Even if there's no activity, the Form 1120S and the related Schedule K-1 are due on time. Even without activity, there are late filing penalties. For the 1120S, it's $220 per month, or part of a month, times the number of shareholders, for up to 12 months. And the penalties for the late Schedule K-1 is $290 per shareholder. So if you missed the filing deadline on March 15th, file the return and Schedule K-1 before the end of the month. You might be able to talk the IRS out of the penalties, though. I'll explain how if you ask. Incidentally, the same rules apply when the LLC is owned by more than one member. Then it's a partnership, and it has the same filing deadlines and penalties as an S-corporation. Next problem: I own a rental property, and I haven't been taking the correct depreciation, or I haven't taken depreciation at all for many years. How do I correct this? Do I have to file amended returns for each of the years? I mean, heck, some of that could go back 10 years or more. We get this kind of question a lot from people doing their own tax returns and from tax professionals who just picked up a new client where the previous preparer simply ignored depreciation. Solution: there is a shortcut. Don't despair. You're in luck. There's no need to file amended returns for all those years, which is really good news since you can only amend the last 3 years, and this limit would cost taxpayers 7 years or more of lost depreciation. Since this happens often, the IRS set up a procedure that they automatically approve. It involves using a Form 3115. It's a bit complicated, but basically boils down to this. A. Compute the correct depreciation. B. Subtract the depreciation previously taken, if any. C. Enter this additional depreciation on the Schedule C or business return where the depreciation belongs. D. If there was a lot of depreciation taken in the past and it was too high, you'll be adding back the excess depreciation on the appropriate Schedule C or business return. And E. Fill out the Form 3115. How do you fill out the Form 3115? Ideally, take all of this to a tax professional, an experienced enrolled agent, CPA, or tax attorney. Or if you really want to try it yourself, watch this detailed webinar by Lisa Eim, enrolled agent from Brass Tacks. That's enough for now. Keep an eye on the IRS Critical Functions page to see the status of their return processing and more. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where? Where else? At taxmama.com.